So not to put pressure on you now, it's just something to think about because it's still several months away, but you know, think about it.
I would really, really, really love to hug Taylor the Latte Boy.
Then you need to come and do that.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm. And okay. You know who else you could meet while you're there?
Who?
Big Fatty.
Oh, hi, Big Fatty, who's not very big or fatty.
He's not. We just showed her a photo of Big Fatty.
Yeah. Yes.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Who's not very big or fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1625 of the BFO for Thursday, the 17th of April, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, we've got some answers to Ask Big Fatty questions. And can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Camisolas Big Fatty. You can say that again. Hello, Camisolas Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are Camisolas today. Y'all, it's cold. It's just downright cold in Charleston. Now, y'all, I know part of this. And, y'all, this is part of a wise old fatty. Big Fatty, wise old fatty. It's part of a Big Fatty telling you what's going to happen when you get old. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, your veins are going to run ice water. And, y'all, if you get a chill, it's going to stay with you. So, y'all, what may not feel like something that's cold to you, just give it. Just give it 40 years. Bing! Fatty, you're silly if you think you've got 17-year-olds listening to this. All right, we'll give it 10 years. Bing! Fatty. It went down in the 30s inland here in Charleston. I think it was the low 40s on the coast. And, y'all, I woke up during the evening, and, y'all, the wind was blowing so hard. Oh my gosh, you know, because that's just a lovely sound, lovely. And so I was listening to the wind, and y'all, then I had to get up and tee-tee. Bing! Fatty, we don't need to hear about that. But y'all, I did that, and y'all, I came back and I crawled in the bed, and y'all, it was fantastic. Because, you know, I had the electric mattress pad running last night, and y'all, it was just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we've had a couple of folks sign up for their hotel rooms out there for Lost Wages Weekend out there in Nevada. And, y'all, you can do that, too. I'm going to give you the code again. Y'all, it's not just a five-digit code. It's a separate www. And, y'all, I'm going to put it in the show notes again today. Y'all, it's https://resweb.passky.com/go/pride0914. So that's two P's, pride 0914, and that's I should say 0914. That's not the letter. It's the zero. But y'all, I've heard from several folks, y'all, including someone who was gotten in touch with the game night gals, y'all. Christopher is going to be coming along with Granny and Brooke Carter and Blind Guy Jay. Y'all, the Faye Drivers made his reservations. That Toppy Smelly is coming. Mr. Mike up there in the Squamish BC. And y'all, the Hunt Cub and Ron. you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Don't we, Squeaky Kitty? It was an odd week at the Vonsies this week because y'all, it was the exact same things were on sale again this week. So it probably has something to do with Easter. Y'all, by the way, I was thinking, you know, leading up to Easter, it's the Lent season. And y'all, you should, whenever we enter Lent and leave Lent, y'all, that should be the annual reminder to check your Lent screens in your dryer. Bee, Fatty! But y'all, it was exactly the same stuff that was on sale. And y'all, even the penny coupon was exactly the same. But, you know, I went anyway. Y'all, I picked up apple snack. What is that? Oh, yeah, y'all, it was the three roll of the paper towels. Y'all, they had the good Bafrin, buy two, get one free. Got some of that. Got a couple of yellow onions. Got some more of that Jimmy Dean poke sausage. Y'all, I got me some ground round. I think I'm going to make me some spaghetti this weekend. Y'all picked up some blueberries and a pineapple. I had to get some more of my egg whites. And a can of crushed tomatoes for my spaghetti sauce. And y'all, evidently I looked damn near dead today because y'all, I got the senior citizens discount and the discount for the paper towels. Y'all, I spent $39.70, but I saved $21.75. Yes, Big Betty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty. Hey. Hey, Squeaky Kitty. I don't know how to make a squeaky sound. I am calling in to tell you my... Did you even ask that people do this? But suddenly I'm thinking you did. A favorite Easter candy is the Cadbury Mini Eggs. Delicious. So, will you be dipping any eggs? Dying? Hope you have a good Easter and happy Good Friday. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is Calvin from out there in San Francisco. So nice to meet you twice. And you know, he and JR host the How to Do Pancakes little show. And Calvin, you are correct. I did ask people to call in and tell Big Friday what their favorite Easter candies were. And yeah, Calvin, first of all, thank you for doing that. And I don't know that I've ever had the Cadbury mini eggs. I know several people have mentioned those as being a favorite over the years, but I don't know that I've ever tried those. And anyway, I'm so glad that you got out. Now, Calvin, are you going to give JR your basket? Big Fatty, that's vulgar. And then y'all are going to just fuck like Big Fatty. I wonder if Calvin and JR are going on egg hunt. Big Fatty. That's when you say it, it's super vulgar. So and y'all, Calvin's thinking of getting a listener line for the How to Do Pancakes. So y'all be listening over there, and you might be able to call in. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle.
Hi.
It's Chewy Bear. So this old couple is getting ready for bed one night, and the wife all of a sudden bounds out of the bathroom, throws open her robe, and shouts, "Super pussy!" The old man looks at her and says, "I'll have the soup!" Have a good day.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Jimmy Bear. And Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear from you. And y'all, Jimmy Bear always brings us a good kerfuffle. Big Fatty, that one was kind of vulgar, but I have to admit, Squeaky Kitty and I laughed at it. So, anyway, y'all, our final call today is an answer to one of yesterday's Axe Big Fatty questions. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Timmy Sims. I'm calling in answer to your request and Katie Beth Bacon's request about the Man of Steel movie on her HBO Go. This might be under the little BSC category because I have no clue what movie she's talking about. And upon looking upon my HBO Go, Russell Crowe was in the movie Man of Steel. He was also in the movie Beautiful Mind. There was also a movie called Beautiful Creatures, all which are on, I believe, HBO Go. So unless she was reading the descriptions and keep looking at previews of something of these movies, Beautiful Creatures, Beautiful Mind, Russell Crowe, Beautiful Creatures, I think the kid was dreaming about this witch chick and drawing her, and then, has a crazy uncle. But he, Russell Crowe, is not in that movie, so... But they are listed next to each other in the lineup for HBO Go. So that's as close as I can come on your movie quandary BSC question. All right, see you later. Bye, Moodle.
Oh, Big Fatty. Oh, I was afraid Timmy had forgotten to say hello to me. But Timmy, first of all, thank you so much for the prompt response to the Axe Big Fatty question. And Big Ricky also had a suggestion. He thought that it might be... now, let me see if I can remember what he said. He thought it was... Werewolf or no? What was it? It was dadgummit, Big Fatty. Hang on a second. It's going to come to me in a second. Big Fatty, should we give you a moment to think, please? Big Fatty, did you remember? I did, y'all. I thought it started with an M, but it doesn't. Big Ricky thinks it was Wolverine, Miss Bacon. So see if that's it. But anyway, evidently, Timmy Sims, who knows everything about Superman, doesn't know a damn thing about that. So anyway, y'all, we've got another answer to an Axe Big Fatty question. Straight Bob, my straight boyfriend down there in the future. He was asking about. What kind of reaction? And he was insinuating it was a sexual. Miss Bacon had whenever she heard the voice letter music, and Miss Bacon wrote back and says, "When Miss Bacon or K-Bay hears the Mexican's little tune, you know that's the hello. She is first horrified, just horrified." And then filled with wonder, as in, I wonder when I made that call, or I wonder what the H I was thinking. Big Fatty. All kinds of wonderment, sometimes utterly embarrassed. However, all calls are sincere, and all questions and situations are real. And here you all were wondering what followed. Don't play the rest of this on the show. Big Fatty, that's just lovely. So, Miss Bacon, thank you for answering Straight Bob's call. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that dentist out there in the Colorado Springs just sent me something, and and this applies in the Northern Hemisphere. It doesn't apply to the future or over there in the UK. But y'all, here in the US of A, it says every day this week is the same backwards and forwards. And y'all, I think that's called a palindrome, like a radar. It's spelled the same forward and backwards. Well, this is like a numerical palindrome, I think, because today, the 17th, is 41714, and then if you look at it backwards, it's 41714. So it's been that way since all week long. Yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. Dear Gussie, but Dennis, thank you for sending that in. Y'all, those are the kind of little brain teasers that people that don't have anything better to do, hey, that was ugly, come up with. Y'all, you know, I was reading those things for old people to keep their minds. What am I trying to say, Big Patty? We don't know you're old. Keep the minds sharp, y'all. And we got a couple of them yesterday. We thought to do a couple of more. And it says before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the highest mountain in the world? And y'all, the answer is it was still Mount Everest. It just wasn't discovered yet. Big Fatty. How much dirt is there in a hole that measures 2 feet by 3 feet by 4 feet? Big Fatty, I'm going to have to do some ciphering on this one. There's no dirt in a hole because you've taken the dirt out. Big Fatty, you got me good on that one. What word in the English language is always spelled incorrectly? Big Fatty, you're such a bad speller. Y'all, the answer is the word incorrectly. Big Fatty! Billy was born on December the 28th, yet his birthday is always in the summer. How is this possible? Now, y'all, I'm not quite sure about this. Oh, Big Fatty. Billy was born, I bet you Straight Bob got this one. Billy was born on December 28th, yet his birthday is always in the summer. That just tells you that Billy lives down there in the southern hemisphere. Big Fatty, it's a good one to end with today. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, you heard the game night gals over there, and y'all, they were playing some kind of, I don't know what it was, some sort of boy band game or something this week, which I just, I don't get it. I don't get it. But y'all, they find these things at the rummage sale, and so y'all, if you happen to find the game Shenanigans at the rummage sale, buy that for the game night gals and send it to them, and just put a little note in there, and just write on the card the following:
who's not very big or fatty?
Oh, what, Big Fatty? How will they know who it's from?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.